Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor David Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Excited because we are in Led by Fire. What a great series this has been, and how God has really used it to build us up as a church, to really move in the church, to touch people's hearts. And today we're continuing that in Exodus chapter 15, where we've seen God take Israel out of slavery through the Red Sea, and now they're in the wilderness as God leads them to the promised land. And I can't help but think, what an appropriate passage for us today as believers watching God lead the people of Israel by fire through a wilderness. I don't know about you, but 2020 has kind of seemed just a little bit like a wilderness in some ways. Anybody with me? 2020 is like, hey, you know, if they're making memes about a whole year, then it's been a wilderness, all right? I don't know if you've seen some of the memes about 2020. There are several, but I thought I'd share a few of my favorites with you today, just so we can be reminded of the year that we're in, just in case you forgot. One of my favorites is this one. If 2020 was a bag of chips, it'd be the orange juice and toothpaste flavor. Hello. You ever grab a chip and you're like, oh, I thought this was going to be different? 2020. Another one is if 2020 was a bike, I think it'd be a physical impossibility to go anywhere. The next one is, I love this, okay? If 2020 was a math problem, this would be it. If you're going down a river at 2 miles per hour and your canoe loses a wheel, how much pancake mix would you need to reshingle a roof, all right? I don't know, that's like every word problem I've ever done, all right? You're like, this doesn't make sense, but definitely in 2020. And then this one, I love this. Just, I have a heart for Baby Yoda, but before 2020, this is what I looked like, and then after 2020, I was like, this isn't good. All right, so thank you. So good. But doesn't 2020 seem a little bit like a wilderness? I don't know if, as you've walked through this year, you felt a little bit of that. Maybe you're in a situation where you're facing limited resources. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe there's been changes in your job and the limited resources, just know-how. They like, hey, we're changing everything. We're moving you over here. And you're like, I've been doing this for the last 25 years and I do not know how to do this new job. I do not have the wisdom or the experience. It's a limited resource. Maybe before 2020, you weren't homeschooling, but now you are and you're trying to figure that out. Maybe your schedule's changed and you're like, I don't know how to make that work. And my time seems so limited. It's a wilderness of limited resource. It's a place where there's not a lot of signage. I don't know about you, but there's been multiple times during this year where you're thinking, I don't know how this is gonna work out, or I don't know how this is gonna end up, or I don't know where we're gonna land on this, or it doesn't, you know, it seems like, oh, okay, this is gonna end, or oh no, it's gonna go on forever. You know, it's like the limited signage where you're like wanting to know, but you don't know, and there's no signage. There's no, and that can create an uncertainty. It's in a place of intense elements. Intense opinions, intense direction for yourself. How am I gonna speak to this? Where am I gonna land? How am I going to handle this environment? Maybe in your marriage, it's put an intense element in there. Maybe with how you lead at work, it's put an intense element. And so it can cause fatigue. It's a wilderness. But I wanna speak to you from the subject, not of just wilderness, but speak to you from the subject this morning, a place of refreshing, a place of refreshing. Now, instantly as I say that title, I don't know if it does to you what it does to me, but it's like, ah, man, this is good. I'm already excited about this word. This isn't, you know, we've heard enough about wilderness. Let's talk about refreshing. And the exciting thing is our God is a God who takes us to places of refreshing. I want you to get that this morning. Our God is a God who takes us to places of refreshing. And we see that in vivid display in Exodus chapter 15. It says this in verse 27. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped by the water. The first thing I want you to see is God will lead us to places of refreshing. This is a group of people who are led by fire. They're led by the cloud by day. They say God is in the forefront. God is taking us through. God is taking us through this wilderness. God is leading you right now. He's taking you through the wilderness. But the truth of Scripture that comes to us today, and I believe it is so encouraging, is God not only takes us through the wilderness, but he takes us to places of refreshing. God not only takes us through the wilderness, but he takes us to places of refreshing. I think somebody should clap for that, because we serve a God who doesn't just take us through, he takes us to. He has an end point for us. I love that God not only takes us to the promised land, not only is taking, you know, a lot of times in seasons like this, and it's a very appropriate hope, we can be like, heaven is gonna be awesome, and Jesus, please take me there. I don't know about you, but you do think that when you're walking through a hard time. And that's a great hope that we have. But we also serve a God that takes us to places of refreshing along the way that fill our soul, that remind us that he's on the throne, that put us back into center. God loves to pour life into his people. God loves to pour hope into his people. That's the kind of God we serve. It says, and that we'll bring up verse 27, then they came to Elim. Elim is an oasis. It's a place with things called wadis. They're ravines. There's water there. It's an oasis. It's a life-giving place. This would have been on the way to Sinai. I'll put up a map so you can kind of see. They crossed here at the Red Sea, and then they go down to Elim on their way to Sinai, which would have been the best route to get to where they're going. And it would have looked something like this. I mean, I don't know if this is Elim. There's a lot of speculation on where this is. Obviously, thousands of years have gone on since that time, but it would have been a green, lush, welcome sight in the middle of the wilderness. And God is leading them and says, God says, you know what? I want them to stop in Elim. I want to encourage you today, because maybe as you've been walking through what is a wilderness in your life, and maybe it seems like there's no end in sight, and you can think, where is God in this time, or how's this gonna work out? That scripture's coming to you today, and I wanna encourage you to take hold of it. But this, especially this truth, that there is a refreshing in your future. Some of you need to hear that today. Some of you, you look around and you're like, man, all I see is rocks and a hot sun, and I don't see any water in sight, but scripture comes to you today and says, you know what? There is a refreshing in your future. You know why? Because you're following God. And because God says, I'm the kind of God that loves to refresh people. I'm the kind of God that says, I'm not just gonna leave you in the wilderness, I'm gonna put a refreshing in your future. I think some of you need to say that to yourself. Maybe you need to write it on your mirror or put it in your car. There is a refreshing in my future. It doesn't matter what I see today, because I serve a God who puts refreshing in the path of people. I can prove it to you from Scripture. Psalm 23 says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. You know, oftentimes we can let the landscape determine what we believe about God. Oftentimes we can let the landscape determine whether God is a God who refreshes, or we can feel like the timeline makes it like, oh, if God's a God who refreshes, I would have been refreshed right by now. No, God is leading you, and he's putting a refreshing in your future. He's preparing a place for you to get rest, because he's the kind of God who refreshes. You know, there are oases that God puts in our life, places that God makes an Elim for us. One of those places should be your home. You know, if you have kids and you're like me, then, and they're little, you know, it's sometimes hard to imagine your home as an Elim or as an oasis. I mean, this is kind of the stage we're in right now, okay? This is what's happening in our home on a daily basis. I mean, when your kids dress up to go to Target, that shows you the level that they're at. You know, that's, they're just fun. They're fully in it. My son believes he is a Mandalorian, and They all actually believe who they are, who they are. Maybe Evelyn's just crossing that stage. But our home can be a little chaotic at times. But our home, at its core, should be a place of rest. That's really God's desire. Maybe God's put, and his intention would be that your home be a place of rest, but there's things that are in your life that kind of taken that away, habits that you put in place that make it less restful than it should be. Things where you're maybe you're living in a situation where you're living with somebody who's not your spouse and there's a lot of tension. You know, that's not the way God designed it to be. God wanted your Elam to be a home, or your home to be an Elam. Maybe there's places where you're like, man, I'm not focusing on the right things. I want to encourage you, God's heart for you is to get rest, but you have to make decisions that make that place that God would desire to be rest, make it an Elam. You know, there are places in life that God just drops in your path to make them an Elam. Church is one of those places. You know, I want to encourage you to look past the surface on this one. The reason that I'm saying that way is because when I was going through my notes with David and I was just asking him what he thought. And he's like, you know, I think it's great that church is in there, but that's what people expect you to say. Oh, you're a pastor, you know, like church, of course, you're going to tell me to be here. I want to encourage you not to think that way about church because you'll miss it. Sorry, I always get emotional when I'm preaching. Now I'm crying. But I want to encourage you that this moment is a sacred moment. It's a moment that God desires to be an oasis, a moment of his presence, a moment where you shut off Instagram and you shut off the news and you say, you know what, I'm going to take a moment and just let God pour his water into me. This place has been prepared. Amen. This place has been prepared by prayer. This place has been called upon. This moment is a holy moment. A moment where God says, you know what? I want to refresh you, and I've made this place for you. Your personal prayer time is an Elam. It's a time, maybe that's become like something where you just have such a long list and you just kind of go as a duty, or maybe you've neglected it. I want to encourage you to think differently about it, to think of it as an oasis, to stop and to say, God, I'm just going to let you speak to me. God, I'm just going to hear from you. God, yes, I'm going to pray for things, but God, this is a moment where I am refreshed by the presence of a divine and almighty God. It's an Elam. Prayer meeting is an Elam. It's an oasis. Walk in. I know sometimes it can be chaotic getting in to prayer meeting, but it's worth it. It's worth it because when you step into the room, you've stepped into a place where God's going to pour his presence into your life. It's an Elam. God will lead you to Elams in your life. There is an oasis, a blessing, a refreshing in your future. The second thing we see is this. God leads us to places of refreshing to remind us of his purpose. I love when we read it because you're like, man, Moses, he was like into the details because he put the number of palm trees and the number of springs. Now, I do think it's interesting to note that the word Elam actually means, we can put it on the screen, a place of terebinths or other great trees. So there were trees aside from the palm trees. There's actually multiple ravines in this area. There would have been multiple oases so people can get water. But at the core place where God parked them, Moses notes there's 12 streams and 70 palm trees. Now, maybe if you're not familiar with the Exodus story, then those numbers, or even Israel, maybe those numbers are like, okay, that's cool, that's nice, he noted that. Well, there are actually, if you think about it, and you look in scripture, there are 12 tribes of Israel, and there are 70 elders that Moses appoints to help lead the people. So all of a sudden, you notice that God is doing something not accidental, but intentional. I love the thought that God prepares a place for us. You know, Jesus even said about heaven, I am going to prepare a place for you. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but God is actually preparing moments for you in your life to refresh you. Right now, he's laying down the tracks. He's making it happen. In fact, Moses saw this in God's leadership of Israel. He even writes this later on in Deuteronomy. He says, "The Lord your God who goes before you, looking for the best places to camp." I love that about God. Looking, guiding you with a pillar of fire by night and cloud by day. That God is not only leading them, but he's going before them. God, I know you're leading me. God, I know you're on the throne. God, I know I can. You're right there in front of me, taking me where I'm going to go. And God says, yeah, I'm doing that. But I'm also going ahead of you to bless you. Oh, yeah, I'm right here in the present. But hey, guess what? I'm God, so I can also be in the future. And you know why I went there? Because I love you and I want to bless you. God goes before us. You know, the wilderness can make you forget things. It can make you forget that God has a purpose on your life. It can make you forget that God's on the throne. It can make you forget that God's your provider. The wilderness can make you forget. The struggle can make you forget. God, are you really in charge of this? God, are you really on the throne? But that's part of why God takes us to a place of refreshing, because he wants to rejuvenate our soul and remind us that he has a purpose for us and he has got a greater purpose in this world. I love that about God. I can't wait to get to that place of refreshing, because that's where God's going to speak to me and say, you know what? I have my hand on your life. I'm doing something through you. I'm doing something for you. I have a purpose in this. You know what? When you get to your Elim, maybe today, just in this moment, you recognize this is an oasis. You sat in the seat. The person that you're sitting next to, God put there to bless you. The song we sang, you're like, oh man, this song was for me today. The message you're hearing, you're like, this message is for me today. And God's doing all of that to say, you know what? I put you here to remind you I have a purpose. You know what? When we're walking through the wilderness, God's got a purpose in it. He's taken us somewhere. That's a reminder. The Elim is a reminder of that. When you're being refreshed, it's not just a reminder. This is like a little taste. God's saying, you know what? Look, I set all this up for you. There's a scripture that talks about the promised land, and God's telling Israel that he's going to give it to them, and he says, you know what? There's gonna be wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant. I'm preparing it. This is a taste of that. It's a reminder. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, why are we walking through the wilderness? Oh, because God's taking us somewhere. God's got his hand on us. God's got a plan for us. Some of you need to hear that today. God's taking you somewhere. He hasn't forgotten you. It's not lost on him what you're going through. It's not lost on him the things that you're walking through. He's actually got a plan and a purpose for it. If you look up, you're being led by fire. You're being led by a cloud. God's got a purpose in it. And the place of refreshing is a place to remind you of his purpose. Don't let the world make you think that God doesn't have a purpose. He's very much on the throne, very much in charge. And he's put that place of refreshing. He's going to bring you to it, and he's going to say, remember, I'm in charge, but I got my hand on your life. David said, you will, King David, Psalmist David said, you will fulfill your purpose for me. God will fulfill his purpose for you, and he loves you. He wants to refresh you. Well, thirdly, and finally, and the team can come up, when God brings you to places of refreshing, use it. When God brings you to places of refreshing, use it. Wouldn't that be obvious? You know, we like, yeah, of course, if I'm in a place of refreshing, I'm gonna use it. You know, but I thought, putting this point together, I thought of my kids again. And if you have little kids, then you know this is true about them. That there can be cups on the counter and water in the fridge that they can, there can be toys in the basement, there can be food on their plate, and they can say, I'm bored. And you're like, there's like 1 billion tiny objects all over downstairs that you got out. Or I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. Literally, you were just upstairs and there was water. You know, lots of water. There's water everywhere. There's water on the floor. There's water on the counter. There's water in your cup. There's water. The blessing is there, but, you know, as a kid, they somehow miss their part in that. They miss the blessing. They don't use the blessing. Thought, how often can God take us to places? Places where he wants to bless us. Places that he set up for us. And we can have, instead of looking up and being led by fire, we can have our head down like this and be like, where is God? And God's just like, look up. Stop. Stop. Stop thinking about what you got to figure out. Stop thinking about what everybody else is saying. Stop thinking about things that really are out of your control. Stop. Because I want to bless you. You're like, God, I'm so thirsty. I'm so hungry. I don't know, you know. And God's like, hey, there's water right here. There's water right here. I want to bless you. And I brought you to a place of refreshing, but I want to encourage you to use it. I want to encourage you to drink. I want to encourage you. You know, sometimes you can sense God's presence. And just because you're so used to going, you're so used to thinking about everything, and you're so used to being maybe wrapped up in anxiety that God's brought you to the water and you're like, oh, that's nice. And then you're like, I got to get going. You know, we got a promised land to get to. I want you to see what they did because it's a wisdom for us. It says, and they encamped there by the water. That's the right thing to do when God leads you to an oasis. To say, God, I'm not going to take this moment for granted. I'm not going to think about everything outside of this moment. I'm going to hear from you. You know, in old time church, there's a phrase called linger. We don't use it a lot. We're going to linger here. Let's just linger. But let me tell you, there's some wisdom in that. Because there are moments where God's presence comes, both in our lives personally and in the church, that it's worth a camping. It's worth a linger. Because some things will only happen if you linger. Some works of God will only happen if you say, God, I'm not in a rush because you're my priority. And God, if you've led me and you planned this out, I would do well to say, God, okay, you're telling me this is where to plant, this is where to camp? I'm camping here. And I'm going to receive from you. Some of you, God wants to refresh you today. God wants to pour into you. And I want to encourage you, that lingering can be a decision to say, God, I believe you're going to do that. And God, I'm going to stop and be refreshed. And you watch as God pours water into your soul. The thing you need most, he's ready to do. You thought you needed the problem solved. No. You just need a refreshing. You thought you needed all the answers. No, you just needed a refreshing. And God's preparing the way, ready to do that. I want to leave you before we pray with a few thoughts. First of all, this is important because as believers, we're not blind optimists. We're people who have hope. We're people who know there's a God on the throne and know he wants to refresh people. That's what we are. We're people of hope. We can be faith-filled. This is important because we can be faith-filled in the midst of any trial. And we know God is going to take care of us and refresh us. Amen.